We got to get used to something that's new coming January 1st, and that is the sale of recreational pot. It's no surprise probably to anyone that the first city in Sonoma County to sell recreational pot on the 1st of January will be Cotati. The executive director of Mercy Wellness is here, Brandon Levine. Good morning, Brandon. Nice to have you here.
Good morning.
Were you surprised that Cotati became the first that is set up and ready to go on Jan 1?
I'm not going to say that I was surprised. It just was quite a bit of work to present this to the city and made sense to them, and they took action.
Yes, they did. And so there's still a lot of confusion about this, about what's legal pot, where can I get it, when can I get it, what's it all about. And so let's try to get to the bottom of some of that. Now, Mercy Wellness has been a dispensary for medical marijuana for some time, correct?
A little over 7 years, yes.
7 years. And as I understand it, in most instances, at least in Sonoma County, that's going to be the place to go. The dispensaries that have already been set up and in play for a while, dispensing medical marijuana for those who had cards, are going to be the places where recreational marijuana is for sale, too. I guess because everything's all set up already, yes?
Yeah, the infrastructure is already there, but you won't be able to just go to your regular dispensary that you've been getting your medical marijuana from and be able to purchase adult use marijuana unless the city or county has approved an ordinance that allows for that.
Right. And that varies place by place, as we well know. But most people are, you know, as we said, Cotati, the only one that is scheduled to go on January 1st. How will things be different at Mercy Wellness, Jan 1?
Well, considering we only have 2 weeks to adapt to these changes, it's going to be a little hectic in the beginning until we get our system down. But we will have two separate point-of-sale systems, different tracking system for the patients or adult use users. So we do have some work to do before we actually are able to make those sales. But we're anticipating being ready January 1st.
Yeah, that's going to be someday, isn't it? I wonder, do you expect a line out the door, or what is the expectation here?
I do expect a line. We are very efficient. We have multiple days where we have quite a few patients when it's medical use out the door for Black Friday and 420
Black
and
Friday.
Some of these larger days. So we're used to working with a high volume of people moving through there.
And would it be fair to say that the rules and the regulations for recreational pot will be very similar to those of alcohol, for example, the age that you can buy recreational pot?
Yeah, recreational use is 21 and up, and you can still we can still serve 18 to 80-year-old patients as long as they're medical marijuana.
Okay, so that's the delineation. Now, okay. What will it look like, Brandon? I'm going to walk into Mercy Wellness on the 1st of January. And how is it going to look different than it does today?
It's not going to look too much different, but we will have a point of contact when you walk in that's going to identify whether you're an adult use user or a medical patient. And we have a take a number system. One take a
like
number
at the deli.
At the deli.
Yeah.
One of them's green. That one's going to be your medical. One will be red. That will be your adult use. And there'll be two separate sets of registers. You will be able to purchase most of the same products as an adult use user. But there are some restrictions on some of the dosing, limiting how much you can have for an adult use person.
What's the display going to look like? I mean, is it the same for whether it's medical or adult use marijuana? Will the, you know, and obviously the possibilities are endless, and edibles are a real big thing now, too.
Yeah, the displays will be real similar, but on each item, it'll identify whether it's adult use or medical use or both. Most of the products will be able to get on both either end. What is it going to look like? If you haven't been there, I'll take you on a tour. We have probably one of the largest selections in the state because of our display system.
Right. Okay. Okay. So let's say I'm not a consistent pot user, But it's been a while, and I'd kind of try like to see what it's like, you know, these days. And will I be able to find out pretty readily about what the different types are, and especially, you know, how strong they are?
Yeah, I mean, for one, we test everything, so we have an idea of what the effects will be as far as strength goes. And then we have highly trained staff. If you can think about how we train our staff, they have a good understanding of what each product will do and how it affects you. And they can kind of share some of that information, and it's going to be different for each person. But we can kind of give you a recommendation to get you going in the right direction.
Okay. And can you smoke pot there?
Absolutely not. No, not yet.
Okay.
The city of Cotati does not allow for on-site consumption.
So, again, here we are. It sounds like some of the same restrictions that are already in place for smoking cigarettes, pipes, whatever, may be the same. Like, you're not going to be able to, you know, go to, you know, your neighborhood Ross store and be able to light up, right?
Yeah, it's the same smoking regulations that you'd see for cigarettes. You know, you got to be a certain distance away from a restaurant, or and actually, smoking cannabis is not legal in public view. So you would have to go home or to a place that will allow you to smoke.
Right.
Which I don't know of any public use places as of yet.
Yet.
But eventually that's coming, because that was written into the adult use regulation.
That there will be places to go eventually.
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And for people who would normally go out for a drink after work, there are people who are going to want to smoke pot instead.
And eventually you're going to start to see tasting rooms, and tourism is going to be really, really big, especially in our area, because tourism is already huge.
Yeah.
And I mean, people already come to Sonoma County for the cannabis, even though it's medical. But, you know, when people come up on the wine tours, they're looking to smoke a joint as well.
And one of the interesting things over the past year, really for the past several years since the legality of recreational pot has been in play, there seems to be increased cooperation between the wine industry and the cannabis industry.
Yeah, we're starting to see a lot of interest come from the wine industry. I sit on a couple of different boards, whether they're advisory committees for the county, and we see some of these other winery owners or operators sitting on those same boards trying to learn about our industry.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, because, you know, tourists are coming and will continue to come, and they'll be coming just for an additional reason now, at a time when, frankly, we need all the tourism dollars we can get.
Yeah, that's going to be huge for us. I think all the cities around here and the county are looking at cannabis to kind of help boost a little bit of the economy, especially after the fire and everything. But it's just going to help out overall with tourism for sure.
And where are we at, Brendan? And, you know, you can certainly speak to this in general terms, but I know there has been, you know, a lot of consternation with pot growers about getting the necessary permits and abiding by the rules and regulations and being a part, you know, above the table of our tourism and economy at large. And where are we at with all of that in terms of the number of folks who are willing to climb on board, sort of the legitimate train?
Yeah, they did not make it easy for a lot of these cannabis cultivators or manufacturers to get into the legal end of the market.
Because it's money. There's a lot of money, right?
There is a lot of money. It is fairly complicated. The tax structure is a little cost prohibitive. And at the state level, too, it's kind of sad, because these people are the people that helped build this industry, the ones that were taking the risk before it was cool to be in the pot industry.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing a lot of them either completely stopping their business or moving away. So they're moving to other cities and counties that are a little easier to get in with the licensing.
How do you expect life to change with the legalization of recreational marijuana?
how do I expect life to change? Well, for me, I feel like it's going to be business as usual. Mm-hmm. For some of the people in the community, they're not going to have to worry about having a small amount of cannabis on them. And a lot of the people that do smoke aren't medical marijuana patients.
Right.
And, you know, they always have to worry about getting pulled over and having some sort of criminal fines brought up against them. So you're going to see that going away. It's tough to say because there's so many different angles you can look at that.
I think there are going to be fewer arrests, to tell you the truth.
Totally.
Yep. I think there are going to be a lot fewer arrests when it comes to bar fights and, you know, things like that. In the areas where eventually marijuana smoking will be allowed. It's going to be a different environment on that level.
Yeah. I've been a part of this cannabis culture for 25 years and been to Canada and all these places where they do allow you to smoke. And there is not a lot of, you know, not a lot of crime in those areas as far as burglaries or robberies.
Yeah.
People are just kind of hanging out, and it's a community that people come together and they share a joint, and it doesn't have any borders or boundaries. You could share a joint with a male or female, or it doesn't matter what race.
Yep. Yep. That's true. That's very true. Well, it's all coming to a dispensary near you. And the first one of really in Sonoma County, the first legal adult use dispensary will be under the roof of Mercy Wellness, a longtime medical marijuana dispensary. And it's coming up on Monday. Are you going to be open the first? I guess so, huh?
We will be open the first.
Okay. January 1st. Yeah. You know, too bad it wasn't the 31st. There'd be a lot fewer hangovers.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
All right. Well, congratulations in advance. We're going to, of course, keep a close eye on how it all works. And so are a lot of other cities going to be, you know, taking note of how it goes in Cotati, because they want to figure out how best to do it in their municipality, too.
Yeah, they're getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're the test. You're the test market, so we're looking forward to that, and good luck to you, Brandon.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here and helping us sort of wade through still murky waters of recreational use and the legality of that. And Brandon Levine from Mercy Wellness in Cotati, that is the first place where marijuana will be legal, recreationally speaking, for adult use January 1st.